mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
The fountain of youth, the magic hormone. If this stays high, we're all just going to stay eternally 25 years of age and be perfectly healthy. Sound good? Too good to be true? Well, that is too good to be true, but there's a lot of folks talking about human growth hormone, not just getting big to play football or to make sure we hit home runs in September, but using growth hormone to sort of stave off age, keep lean muscle, keep healthy tissues up. And there's a lot of arguments to take it right now, and that argument is building. And again, we are not talking about abuse so we can climb mountains in France on our bicycle. We are talking about in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s to live a more functional, healthy life. Holly, you are a CrossFit champion. You are also a woman who is a television star, along with having to maintain a sharp practice. Are you tempted?
Well, I guess you're so funny.
I just made you feel tired just telling you all the things about yourself. Author, yes.
So what are we really talking about here? So you're right, HGH. It's everybody's been talking about it. I mean, And of course, we understand that. When these popular doctor shows that are on, you know, and I got to tell you, I have patients all the time that sort of watch and just say, well, you know, Dr. Oz says this, or I saw this on the doctors, and they just watch religiously. And you know, one of my big things is, hey, I want people to use their own mind. I'm all about empowerment, not just doing what somebody else says. You know, I actually saw an audience member say to Dr. Oz, I just do everything you say. It's almost like being independent on anybody else. It's like, let's say that person doesn't exist anymore, like God forbid they die or something, right? It's like, but what can you do? So the whole thing about HGH, I think it's really important that we talk about what it is, what are the risks, and what do we really think about it?
Sure.
So for human in. Yeah, so so Dr. Weiss, yes, while ma'am. I go turn down the bells that are ringing in my background, will you talk about, so HGH stands for human growth hormone.
Right.
Yeah.
It's basically made more when we're young than when we're older. It's something that tells our tissues to stay muscle, to grow, proliferate. But with anything like that, whenever you're giving that message to grow and nourish, that can go in a wrong direction with cancer. So we wonder, at what point are we going to cause cancer, and at what point is it healthy? Is there any point that it's healthy?
Well, yeah, and I mean, to your point, okay, so a 20-year-old probably produces more than twice as much human growth hormone as she will when she is 40. By turning back the body clock, they think, and that they say, and I say they, as the as all of the advertisements about this particular medication, by turning back the body clock, it'll turn back the aging process. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what is really all the fuss? I have to say that HGH, human growth hormone, and it can help reduce. And these are very pretty, I think, appealing facts. They help reduce body fat, increase lean muscle mass, boost mood, heighten sex drive, give plenty of energy, get rid of wrinkles, tighten saggy skin. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. But for me, here's the thing. I think there's such controversy over a procedure like this, over a medication like this, because I always say, and I truly believe, that Mother Nature always wins. She always bats last. You know what I'm saying? Like, she gets that chance, and you can see it over and over and over again. And so are there natural ways instead of getting an injection, right? Because synthetic human growth hormone into the body, I think the biggest controversy is that it can upset the body's natural human growth hormone production. And that's very, very true. I think when you give any exogenous hormones, okay, that means outside the body, you do one of three things, and sometimes all three things happen. Number one, you decrease endogenous production. That is your own body's ability to make it, right, in a natural rhythm, which every other hormone has. There's kind of like, hormones are, I would say, they're pieces of an orchestra. They're instruments in an orchestra, and our endocrine system is the orchestra. And so there is this rhythm to it. There is definitely a natural rhythm. Sure, we can get out of balance, but there are reasons why. So we have to address those reasons. Just injecting with synthetic hormones, perhaps maybe we're going to have the risk are so going to outweigh the benefits. So one, decrease endogenous production. Two, decrease the number of receptor sites. Or three, decrease the sensitivity of the receptor sites. Because your brain is basically going, whoa, that's too much. I have to protect you. I have to protect the body. And so it's going to increase the binding of that hormone. And I just really, you know, here's what I think with human growth hormone. Guess where you can make it? I mean, so easily, so naturally, two ways that I know of. First of all, high intensity interval training has been shown. That means that you get your heart rate up. These are high intensity exercises, not for a very long time, and at intervals, meaning your heart rate goes up, your heart rate goes down. That is one way. And the second way is getting to sleep and staying to sleep and cycling through all four to five stages of sleep. When you get into those deeper places of sleep where delta waves are solely firing, you get human growth hormone being made there. You get tissue repair. That's where we can make human growth hormone that helps us age healthfully, not reverse aging. Why would you want to do that? I don't want to go back to my 20s. Believe me, I'm so glad that decade is over. So I just really have a lot of concerns.
Yeah, there's a ton of concerns, and boy, there's so many things you hit on. Graceful aging, you know, things like that. And it's not testosterone or estrogens that when you're depleted, you're significantly sick. We're talking about mixing with our core clockwork here. And, you know, a couple things. One is about sleep. It's weird. We don't talk enough as physicians to our patients about sleep. We just don't.
How is I don't know,
it?
I
was
do.
The quality? Was the quality? Yeah, I gotten better. You know, I have gotten better. It's part of my standard intake and standard follow-up. But I wasn't good enough for years because I was trained by people conventionally that just never cared. We're cardiologists, why would we care? Well, the heart's a big muscle. You might want to know if they're sleeping, so whether they're making it. But you also touched on something else, the quality of our sleep. We're in a nation where the number one sleep medicine is Tylenol PM. It's shocking to think that we are using antihistamines and medications at record levels to sleep. You pointed out the four stages of sleep. Listeners, if you do not get the proper stages of sleep in, you will not make growth hormone. So I can knock you out with a bat and you can get 8 hours of sleep. We also call that Ambien. So you get those you'll get to sleep, but you don't get those stages of sleep. So therefore you don't grow the hormone. You've got to appreciate quality sleep versus quantity of sleep, REM dreams and alpha waves and all that stuff. But I'll tell you, you know, the big question I have, Holly, you know, if me and you were sitting around the water cooler chatting is, are growth hormone levels going down because of toxicity in society and because of stimulants and stress? Or are growth hormone levels going down just naturally because that's what they do? I don't know the answer to that because they do go down real low. I do run them in my office, and occasionally I will prescribe growth hormone, but it's usually when it's at very, very low levels. I mean, it's at low levels. It's out of the ranges of the labs, and I'm fairly comfortable that the patient's going to get a significant benefit without a risk for it. Testosterone I prescribe much easier. We can monitor it easy. We know a lot more about it, things like that. Growth hormone is a different ballgame.
I believe so as well, and I think that I would say that its benefits are largely anecdotal for the most part, and based on research, that's really preliminary. And I just, you know, as you said in the beginning, too good to be true perhaps, right?
Yeah, it is. So we've been talking about growth hormone, and we've been talking about whether it's for everybody or not. Well, we don't really know that, but we do know you better be very, very careful with this stuff because there's nothing simple about messing with that core machinery of the body. And we're going to help you do that. We're going to help you stay well at Radio MD. You don't necessarily need it. Get yourself a good night's sleep. Ah, Radio MD.